This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. Eric Atkinson here. This week, the latest on insects commonly at work in our home landscapes. Aboard with us once again, Raymond Cloyd, K-State Research and Extension horticultural entomologist. And at long last, you're going to give the go sign, Raymond, to folks who have been asking for weeks now about when is the time to treat bagworms on landscape evergreens. And yes, they can begin, you say.
Yep, the checkered flag has been dropped, and it's time to go. Yeah, it is. We've already got indications. The very small bags are out there. There are a number of products at this stage of the game we like to recommend. One of them is it's called Bacillus thuringiensis kiristaki, and then the other one's got active ingredient called spinosad. These are stomach poisons, and they're very effective against the young bagworms or the caterpillars in the bags. You want to start spraying about once a week when you see them for about 4 weeks, and that should really impact the populations, Eric, overall, using either one of those products, because both of those are safer to humans and others, and they're also less harmful to the environment, including birds and toads and lizards and good stuff like that, and also the beneficial insects.
One of the keys to bagworm control, aside from the multiple applications that are required here, thorough coverage of the plant as best one can, right, Raymond?
Yeah, that is correct, Eric. You want to get all, especially the on conifers, they have a thick canopy, so it's important to get inside the canopy where bagworms can feed. And like you said, multiple applications. Remember, the eggs don't all hatch per se at once. And also you get ballooning occurring. That is bagworms coming in on another area and landing on your plant. So that's why it's really important to make these repeat applications over a period of time.
Bagworm activity on those evergreens. Get after it now. Aphids on landscape ornamentals. And you say there is an assortment of these bugs out there, Raymond.
Yeah, Eric, we've seen them on maple, on spirea, a whole slew of different aphid species. And of course, aphids attack the terminal growth. And, you know, this stage of the game, they're very easy to deal with. Just take a forceful water spray and then blast them off or dislodge them. They will not come back. It breaks their mouth parts out. So really, you don't need to spray and then insecticide. Just take the forceful water spray and knock them off. And if you do that a couple times a week or whenever they're present, that will alleviate having to spray with an insecticide.
Are they readily evident? Can they be spotted, generally speaking, now relatively easily?
Yeah, they tend to feed on the terminal growth, Eric, or leaf undersides, and they're very gregarious, meaning there's usually lots of them on a plant. Just get really close, and you'll see these insects with tubes in their abdomen. We call them cornicles. Just get a hose with a nozzle like you'd wash your car and just go around the entire plant and dislodge them off the plant.
Very good. So tell us, Raymond, about something else you say you're hearing from homeowners. They're bringing up these galls that are showing up on landscape tree leaves. And you say these are likely inflicted by insects as well.
Well, what we're seeing are galls, and one of the classic ones are these red, deep red galls on the surface of the leaves. The gall is not going to kill the tree. It just makes it look different. And there are two organisms that cause these. One of them are areophyte mites. Areophyte mites are cigar-shaped looking mites. You can't see them with the naked eye. You need a microscope. And they reside in these galls. And again, they're not going to kill the tree. And then aphids, which we talked about previously, are also responsible for causing certain galls. Again, they're not going to kill the plant. They just make it look differently.
So cosmetic, yeah, not much more than that.
Right. And if somebody has questions, they can contact their county extension officer. They're open. Bring in a branch or take a picture and then send it. Make sure it is an insect gall, because there are diseases that might resemble these galls caused by insects or mites.
Raymond, always a pleasure. Thanks for touching base with us.
Always enjoyed, Eric. Look forward to our next visit talking about bugs.
That from horticultural entomologist Raymond Cloyd of Kansas State University. And Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.